This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
It's Thursday, the 22nd of February. Welcome to your nightly news and current affairs show, The Informer. I'm your host, Ruby Susan. Tomorrow night, the Western Bulldogs and Carlton will hold the first AFL Women's Pride match at Witten Oval, with the players wearing specially designed jerseys for the match and the LGBTIQ supporter group standing by their side. It is said to be an iconic game on and off the field. So for tonight's show, we are talking to some of the Doggies and the Cats players about what a game like this means to them, as well as touching base with the supporter groups to find out how they came about and what it has been like integrating with their clubs. Plus, it wouldn't be a Footy Informer without hearing from Joy's very own Chicks Talking Footy, who'll be doing a live broadcast here at Joy tomorrow night during the game. While mainstream media kept asking when a male AFL player would come out of the closet, the AFL Women's League has charged ahead with inclusivity and diversity, with players being out and proud, dating players and other teams, and just enjoying their love of the game. Fiona from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy sat down with Asta O'Connor from the Western Bulldogs and talked about tomorrow night's Pride match and what it means to have this kind of inclusion standing tall in sport.
Good start to the season, 2-1, and looking forward to Friday night, though. That's our focus now, looking at the Blues and the Pride round. So, yeah, really looking forward to getting back home and playing in front of our crowd at Witten.
Yeah, look, it's looking like it's going to be a great crowd out there on Friday night. And, of course, it is the, as you say, the inaugural AFLW Pride game that is going to be a fantastic night. What does it mean to you? I know that your partner, Kate, also plays football, has played football for the Bulldogs in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I think just generally speaking, there's something really special about Witten Oval. There's a spirit here that exists. So to accompany that with, the Pride round, and, yeah, I guess for a lot of people it means a lot of different things. For me, it's about sort of diversity and accepting everyone for who they are. That's something I think that's really special about the Bulldogs and about what our program is about down here in Footscray. So, yeah, and look, I'm really lucky to have played footy with Kate, with my partner. So, yeah, and that's just something really nice that you can share. So,
yes, and we've been part of the broadcast with some of the Pride games in the men's round, and this one feels a little bit different to us. One thing we really noticed was that the stories that are coming from the players this time are a lot more personal. It's about your relationships and your family and being able to celebrate that on the night. What do you think it does for the players that are, you know, openly gay, or even the players that are perhaps not as open or haven't felt as comfortable?
I think what it does is it just creates a really safe space for people to feel like they can be themselves wholeheartedly. Mm. And when you have that occur, you only have positive outcomes for all involved. And I think that's, at times, football as an institution generally might not have been as welcoming to the, you know, the gay community. So what we've created with the Pride round and, you know, AFLW generally speaking, we've brought a whole new community to the game, people that might not have felt included previously. So that's something I'm really, pardon the pun, but I'm really proud to be a part of. and I'm sure in time when we look back on events like this, you know, I guess for me the aim, I just hope that, you know, over the years that, you know, we don't have to have a Pride round. It's just something that's normal. It's celebrated and we are who we are. Now, we're not at that stage yet, and it's something we do need to sort of go out there and celebrate and make people aware that. But in time, I really hope that it's just the norm. And, you know, I think the marriage equality and the bill being passed was a big step forward for our country. And, you know, I think you can see now in society that people are simply encouraged to be themselves.
I remember last year just seeing Erin Phillips kiss her wife at the Best and Fairest and bring her twins out with the cup on the Oval, and she wasn't even doing it as any stunt. She was just being herself and celebrating with her family.
Yep.
And to me, that really meant a lot, that our families are just normalised. You know, it's just a part of what we do, and it's also part of our footy community now.
For me personally, I was brought up by, you know, obviously you have your mum and dad, but I spent a lot of my childhood in and around football clubs. So if young people are doing that and being brought up by their communities and their sporting communities, but being exposed to diverse families and different ways of life, I think that's really positive for people's influences as they're growing up. And like you said, it is so nice that it's normalised. So I think obviously they've launched the jumpers, which you may have seen, that celebrate the rainbow. And I think they just look fantastic. And on the back of our Guernsey, for the first time, they've changed the FFC to yes, to YES, which is really special.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
For a club to change, that's a really significant thing for the Western Bulldogs. But on the night, you know, you'll see the umpires will have rainbow flags in the goals, and there'll be all sorts of celebrations going on around the ground. And the match day experience here at Whit Noble is just phenomenal. I think for anyone that's been along beforehand, and you'll see a red hot contest. You've got two teams that are 2-1, and we need to win. Both clubs need to win, so it's going to be a hotly contested game, I would have thought.
A much more evenly balanced ladder this year, that's for sure.
Oh, I mean, the season's well and truly alive, isn't it, for all clubs?
Yeah, so it's exciting.
It's really
exciting to watch. And look, it'll be exciting for us just to see all the rainbow Guernseys and scarves, and we'll certainly be cheering you on the night of the game.
Sophie Lee from Carlton will also be playing tomorrow night and sat down with Dina Curie to not only talk about the Pride match, but what it means to be playing in the AFWL right now as it begins to build.
To play in a league that I thought would never exist, it's actually a dream come true, and I think all the girls feel exactly the same.
The Pride match is coming up this weekend, and that's a pretty huge milestone considering it's happening in the second year of the Women's League.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. And that's one of the best things about AFLW is that we can make it whatever we want right now. It's so fresh and so new. And to be able to play the Pride game this season, it's a real privilege. It's amazing.
So you're excited to be playing on Friday?
Absolutely, yes. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get out there and showcase women's footy, but also just celebrate Pride.
So what was your response when you found out that the Pride game was happening and you guys were going to be involved?
From a football perspective, to be able to have a game that celebrates, you know, diversity, inclusion, the sense of belonging, that's so exciting. And also just from a personal perspective as a gay person, it's incredible as well to be able to celebrate that and celebrate the LGBTQI community in the game while I'm playing. I think I feel proud and I feel honoured to be a part of it. And again, like so many people use the word movement for AFLW, and I love that word because it really is. And we can do so much with our game and, yeah, again, really celebrate and showcase a side of sport and women and pride that maybe hasn't been showcased before. So it's incredible that we can do that now.
Have you seen the Pride jersey that you're going to be wearing?
I have. It is beautiful. I love it. I believe we get two Guernseys, so one will be auctioned off and the other one we get to keep as a memento.
Oh, so that's kind of awesome that you get to hold on to it.
It's wonderful, yeah. I think, I don't know what I do, frame it or, I don't know, give it somewhere special, but to me it's this beautiful symbolic work of art and I just love it.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position, being a woman playing football on this level and also then playing in a game that is celebrating specifically who you are?
No. Truthfully, absolutely not. And that's why it is such an honour, and that's why it is so exciting to be a part of it and to play on Friday night. And I'm just grateful and, yeah, again, just proud and honoured to be part of it.
What is it like being a part of Carlton Football Club?
Carlton's amazing. I've just had the best experience there. The word I love to use is belonging, and that's exactly what I feel like. I've experienced the Carlton belonging as a player and as a person in every way.
I've heard it talked a lot within the Women's League. Suddenly the conversation about what it means to be a part of these teams is something so much greater than what I've ever heard in the Men's League. There seems to be just an amazing camaraderie and a great network between the teams and the players.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone's on the same page in terms of women haven't had access to high-level elite sport before and in terms of football. And so I think everyone is just so grateful and so aware of that, just trying to really take the opportunity as much as they can. And I think that's just the feeling across the board for all the girls involved in AFLW.
And at the end of the day, really, you're just wanting to get out there and play the game. Does it get into your head a little bit that you're a part of, you know, this amazing inclusive sport, or do you just get out there and have a kick and do your thing as a part of the team?
I think a combination. I think for me, like, I'm still so new, and I sometimes get out there and I stand on the oval and look around and just think, wow, I can't believe this is actually happening. But then, you know, as soon as that siren goes, it's football and you're focused and you're ready to go.
So how do you think you're going to go on Friday night?
I think it's going to be a real battle. I think the game's going to be fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to that clash. And, yeah, I just can't wait to get out there, look out, see all the rainbow and just enjoy it, basically.
Catch Asta and Sophie playing at tomorrow night's Pride match between the Western Bulldogs and the Carlton Football Club.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
There's more than 10 AFL LGBTI supporter groups as official parts of their clubs, creating a more diverse and inclusive environment for the game. Both Carlton Pride and Bulldogs Pride have been so excited for the Pride match, so we decided to have a chat with some of the members and organisers about what being a part of an inclusive AFL group means to them. Dina Curie spoke to David from Carlton Pride about how the supporters group came about.
Myself, I met with Carlton in November 2016 and just wondered whether or not they had a pride group, and they didn't, and I said that I thought it would be a great idea to have one. So we, I suppose, walked away from that meeting thinking, well, we'll just see what happens. But as it turns out, within about a couple of months, I had two other people join me and worked together to build Carlton Pride, and then Carlton Football Club. We've met with them a number of times, and they've been fantastically supportive of us. And because they've been impressed with the professional way we've gone about it, they have made us the only Tier 1 Carlton supporter group in Victoria. So we're seen as an extension of the club, and we get lots of support from them. They've been very supportive. They've been very willing to listen to us, very, very willing to hear where we think things needed to be improved. And they've gone along with that and helped us to build towards what we want to be, an inclusive and respectful Carlton community, so that all people can feel safe at the football. And that's our main aim.
So that must have been weird, having those kind of conversations.
Not weird, but I guess we're unsure. You know, at the very beginning, we were unsure about how the club would respond. And in fact, as you would know, there are pride groups for most of the clubs now, and I guess most of the pride groups have probably gone through the same process, where you're unsure what the club is going to think and how it's going to respond. And so you are hopeful that they'll respond in the way that you want, that you're just never sure that that's going to be the case. But in fact, we were actually blown away by the positivity that came from Carlton towards our group. We have a great relationship with the Bulldogs Pride, and we're really looking forward to the game.
The logo of Carlton Pride is actually going to be worn on the jerseys.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's an indication of how much work the committee has put in and how much support we've had from the club. And I should say too that the Western Bulldogs, they'll have a rainbow on their jumper, and the two cheer squads are working together to produce a banner together that all of the players will run through together. And I think that's a real reflection of the LGBTI community coming together and being as one.
Amy, one of the organisers of Bulldog Pride, can't wait for tomorrow night's Pride match. Inspired by the AFL Women's League, she had plenty to reflect on when she spoke with Dina Curie.
It's definitely a difference between the Men's League and the Women's League, is that we do have a history of having a lot of the LGBT community in it from the beginning at the grassroots level at a much more visible way. I think that they've realised that being inclusive wins more than it loses.
How do you think you guys are going to go on Friday night?
Look, we've lost a lot of our forward line. It's pretty concerning. Carlton are obviously a super strong side, but I think that the love from the home ground will hopefully push our players across the finish line.
What did you think of the Pride jerseys when you saw them?
They're beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous. It's so exciting. I think that the rainbow just fits really perfectly in the Doggies skin. Everyone who is a Doggies supporter should totally get involved in Bulldog Pride. We're an open book. You can get in contact with us on Facebook. We started not even a year ago, and the club's been so supportive of us. We went to them and said, look, we've got this idea where many of us have been members of the club for many years. We've also been members of the LGBTI community for many, many years. You know, we're here, we're queer, we love footy. And the Western Bulldogs Club has just been so supportive. And they basically said, we were looking, we saw that other clubs were doing this. We wanted to do it too. We just didn't know how to find you. And I think it's a real credit to the club as well that even though they were supportive from the beginning, they let it be community-led. And they didn't do that thing, you know, that well-intentioned ally thing where they just think that they do what the queers want. They really, they are so good at consultation with the LGBT community, and they're so open to learning. And they've done professional development with all of their staff about how to be more inclusive, and it's a really exciting time. And I think the Western Bulldogs are doing really well on that.
Claire from Carlton Park. Claire from Carlton Pride has been a Blue supporter since she was 5, but tapped out when Essendon thrashed Carlton in the grand final in the late 90s, never quite settling back into the male-dominated environment of the game. She didn't really come back to Carlton until the AFL Women's League started. Claire sat down with Dina Currie to discuss how balancing gender on the field helped her re-embrace her love of the game, and how seeing queer players on the field changes what it means for her to watch the AFLW and see such inclusion.
I think for me, football was a kind of a gender divide for me more, and I've never really experienced exclusion of kind of through that gender lens more so than sexuality. But I think through the marriage equality campaign and the kind of last couple of years of the public discourse, I think that representation is really important, and having those role models is really important to see all of those players out there and women's players who are happily proud in their lives, you know, playing with their partners or, you know, dating people in opposition teams, that they can have that celebrated and also be there for, you know, kids to witness and to kind of aspire to, is just really fantastic. Every conversation I have with anyone at the moment is about AFLW, and I just think this is the icing on the cake for women's footy to have this match. Which is also not to say that I don't have some issues with my own club in Carlton and their stance during the marriage equality campaign. So I think this has really come from the Pride Collective group and the players themselves to actually bring AFL to the party to say, this is who we are and we want to celebrate it.
Carlton Pride has really helped to elevate that conversation within the club and what that actually means. Do you feel like that's the case?
I think it's tricky. I don't know the inner workings of Carlton Football Club. I certainly wrote a lot of letters to them about it. I paid to be an AFLW member and, you know, took it to the membership team, took it to the then CEO. I was really, really affected by their stance. Like, I think, and probably more than I'd want to be, given, you know, it was an emotional time for all of us during the equality campaign. You know, and I've seen some criticism of the club and people are kind of wondering why Carlton has the game. But I think, you know, maybe a good thing is that they perhaps see what coming out with a non-position like they did has to the community, and through the kind of work of the Carlton Pride group and perhaps all of the members who wrote in and all of the people who called them out on their stance, they've kind of realised that actually they should have a more proactive and inclusive approach to footy. And I think that, for me, is a good thing. Maybe I'd feel differently and more cynical about it if I wasn't a Carlton supporter, but I'm really happy it's Carlton that are in the game. But I'd be there. Wouldn't matter which teams were playing. We know that AFL has a history of being the white male game, and I think that there's people within those organisations that probably want to hold on to that. But I think once they get to see the benefits of what happens when you invite women and families and a range of people from communities down to the clubs, how it actually benefits the community, makes it stronger and makes it a place that people want to be. And it means that the game will keep growing and keep living on. And I think also one of the other great things about AFLW is going to the games, and different games I've taken 10, 20 people, and you can sit with your friends and enjoy it. And there's not angry men yelling and screaming and, you know, being gross. And it's just a completely different feel. It's really supportive. I'm sure the niggle factor in season 2 of AFLW has come up, but it's really great space to be, to celebrate women competing against each other and really going hard and really performing. And, yeah, I love it. Can you tell?
You can join up for Bulldog... you can join up for Bulldog Pride or Carlton Pride online or at the Pride match tomorrow at Witten Oval.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
So how is it looking for the clash between the Western Bulldogs and Carlton tomorrow night? Sure, there is plenty of pride going on, but what about the game? Daniel Roberts sat down with Joy's own Chicks Talking Footy to get the play-by-play on how they think the game will go. And they let us know about some of the other surprises but for tomorrow night's Pride match along the way.
You're on The Informer on Joy 94.9, and it's a great pleasure to have the Chicks from Chicks Talking Footy in the studio. Today we've got Beck, Fee and Bree. They're here from Chicks Talking Footy, and they're here to talk about the Pride March. Pride Match. Not Pride March. Oh, God. I've been sitting here
listening
to it.
Anyone can march in the Pride March.
People might march on the field. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, why not?
They could be. So are we excited? I mean,
We are so excited.
Yeah.
Well, you've just announced who will be doing the coin toss. That was a competition you had through the show.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so the Pancake Parlour actually sponsored our show and gave us the opportunity to toss the coin at the first ever AFLW Pride game. And Emma O'Connor won the coin toss.
So that's a big deal for Joy.
It's a massive big deal. So what a great thing to be able to give our listeners. We wanted to win our own competition.
Yeah, apparently that was not allowed.
And Emma also gets the privilege of spending some time with Boundary Beck.
That's right. I'll be interviewing Emma on the Boundary if she's up for it.
Mm. And even if she's not.
Even if she's not, I'll make her. Yep.
So Chicks, the Chicks of Chicks Talking Footy, you're playing a massive role at the match tomorrow. What's in it for you guys?
So we are going to be hosting the broadcast alongside the game. The broadcast will start at 6. The game starts at 7:05. So we're going to be interviewing a whole lot of amazing guests leading up into the game. So Nicole Livingston, who's the CEO of AFLW, Susan Alberti, Debbie Lee, who's a great legend of the game, and a whole lot more. The Bulldogs Pride Collective and the Carlton Pride group as well. We'll be talking to them. And then we're going to be calling the game. So
wow.
Probably a little less like Fox Footy and a bit more like
us.
Roy and HG.
Yeah. A bit like us.
No, a bit like us. Bit kind of, who knows what'll happen. But I know Bree and Motti have been practicing the names in the car.
How do you practice, Bree? Because it's kind of a hard job.
Yeah, so what I've been doing, I know Motti's had a different approach, but my approach has been to watch games on Foxtel without any sound and to actually call play-by-play and learn the player names like that. So I've been doing, pretty well. Beck gave me a quiz earlier and I passed that with flying colours.
Oh, flying colours.
Yeah, but Motti has taken a different approach. She's recorded everyone's names on a...
And numbers.
And numbers on the recorder and has been listening to that in the car.
So we're a professional outfit here,
Dan.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yep.
But we play to our strengths, Dan. Motti and Bria are probably the statisticians and the factual...
The algorithms.
The factual girls of the team, whereas I just like saying random things, so I'll be down on the boundary that.
Cool.
And, Beck and I are really good at talking a whole lot of rubbish.
Yeah.
Which is called special comments.
That's right.
We're the special comments.
So play to your skills, Dan. Play to your skills.
Well, on the boundary, you have the best seat in the house, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah. I might just walk onto the field.
Yeah. I mean, you're allowed to take a few marks.
Yeah, I mean, if the ball's down the other end...
Can you imagine that?
Specky.
I know. I'll be like...
Specky Becky.
Specky Becky, actually. I'm going to write a movie about that.
Yeah. Well, that can be the next documentary.
I've just lost it. Specky Becky.
Yeah, Specky Becky.
So, look, if that's not an example of what a professional call it's going to be on Friday, Dan,
this is the quality that you can look forward to tomorrow at the...
And crossing to Specky Becky.
Bree has lost it. You need to be professional, Bree. You can't laugh this hard at our jokes or you'll never be able to talk.
But on a more serious note, we are very excited about the AFL Women's Pride Game. We've done two broadcasts before at the Men's Pride Games, but this is a different kind of feel, I think. So that's really exciting. But I think the big difference for us has been in the men's games, because there's no out male players. They talk about the Pride Game about, you know, they've got gay brothers or friends and all those sorts of things. Whereas because so many women in the AFLW are out, this is really personal to them. It's them and their wives and kids. And
no, look, this has been a really special opportunity for us, you know, to be part of something for the first time and to be helping to celebrate Pride at the football is an amazing thing. And I think our show really started at a time where just before the AFLW launched and the same year that the Men's Pride Game was launched at the AFLW, and we've really had that focus the whole time of, you know, gender equality as well as LGBTI inclusion at the football, and this kind of brings that together. And as Beck was saying, you know, just the stories feel a bit more personal this time. You know, players are talking about their families and the relationships, and even some of the players will be marching onto the field in their rainbow Guernseys but with their partners.
I guess when you think about that significance, the fact that there will be family members of the players in the crowd waving rainbow flags, that's a lot different to gay members of the community watching, or LGBTIQ members of the community watching the Pride match, and the men's saying, yeah, we're here and this is for us. This is like actual supporting families and mums
on
the field, which is pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also the women just have kind of led the way in this area a lot, you know, with players just kind of openly kissing their partners or coming to the best and fairest with their partners as well.
And it's never been a big deal.
Yeah.
It's just been, this is us and this is what we do. And I think the other thing is that what I think we've learnt from being involved in the AFL Pride Games, or we've been to a lot of the regional Pride Games as well, is the impact that these games have on communities. And I think the AFLW is opening that to another kind of audience of, you know, it's kids at home to be able to see, you know, kids who might be struggling with their own sexuality to say, oh, well, look at these women. They're out. They're playing footy. That's great. That's I guess, inspiring for them.
Be sure to listen here on Joy 94.9 tomorrow night to hear the live broadcast from the team at Chicks Talking Footy at the inaugural AFL Women's Pride Game. That's it for another episode of The Informer, bringing you the news and current affairs for LGBTI
community. This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
A podcast of tonight's episode will be available to download soon at joy.org.au or on your preferred podcasting platform. Don't forget to follow us on social media at The Informer on Joy 94.9 on Facebook and at The Informer Joy on Twitter. If you have a story or a tip you'd like to share with us, get in touch at theinformer@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.